Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. Thank you for coming back. It honestly
means more to me than you can imagine that you are here spending your precious time with me now. This is our show. Yeah, I'm Elizabeth Benton. I'm the woman behind the mic, but I don't see this as my show. I see this as our show, because without you, without helping you, there is no show. I'm here to help you move forward, to help you achieve your goals, to figure out what's holding you back, and then help you overcome it permanently. So you, listening right now, you, this is your show, and I am genuinely and sincerely here for you. Today we're talking about excuses. I am busy, 50 shades of busy, getting ready for my first ever Primal Potential live event just a few days from now. It is a small group women's transformation weekend. And one of the questions I ask to the folks who are coming, it's in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. I ask them, how do you talk yourself into choices you don't feel good about? You know, like that internal dialogue that justifies making a choice that is not aligned with our goals, the way we rationalize things, that self-talk that talks us into breaking a promise or a commitment that we have made to ourselves. One of them, I think I mentioned in the last episode, oh, this one thing doesn't matter, or just this once. Here's the deal, guys, because today we're talking about one specific excuse, the excuse of I'll start tomorrow. You can have amazing intentions. You can be incredibly motivated. You can have ambitious goals. You can have the best strategy in the world, all the support and resources in the world. But if you are talking yourself out of doing the work, if you are talking yourself out of the intentions you had, the plans you made, the protocol you've invested in, then nothing that you plan to do, nothing that you desire really matters if you're talking yourself out of doing the work. If you find yourself justifying delay, why today is not the day that you would do the thing you said you'd do, if you find yourself embracing excuses, not doing the work, always finding a reason to not implement the plan, not work towards your goals, you're just not going to get very far. And every single day that is an opportunity is going to be a missed chance. It's going to be another day that you didn't make progress, that you didn't overturn some of those habits that aren't serving you, that are keeping you where you want to be or where you are instead of taking you where you want to be, right? It's another day you didn't embrace change. It's another day you didn't take advantage of the opportunity to grow and improve and create new patterns of behavior for yourself. So we're focusing in on one of those excuses that are super, super common that we use to justify not doing the work. And that is, I'll start tomorrow. I'll start tomorrow. I'll be better tomorrow. I'll eat cleaner tomorrow. I'll make it up tomorrow. This is all about ego. Because we don't just want to say, oh, what the heck? I'll eat the ice cream. Or, yep, I'm skipping my workout. I don't care. Not going. No. We have to make ourselves feel good about our inconsistency. We have to make ourselves feel okay about breaking a promise, right? We are catering to our ego with lies. I'm not saying I'm not gonna improve my food choices. I'm gonna do it tomorrow. I'm not forcing myself to deal with the fact that I said I'd go to the gym and I'm not. I'm gonna make myself feel better about it by saying, I'm gonna work out. I'm just gonna do it tomorrow. Instead of focusing on what we said we would do and the fact that we aren't doing it, instead of just being brutally honest with, I'm breaking a promise I made, we have to make it okay by saying, my intentions are still there. It's tomorrow. It's not today. And there's very good reasons that it's not today. This isn't about honesty. This isn't about progress. This isn't about an inability to do the thing. It's about our ego, making ourselves feel good about something that won't make us feel good, right? We don't feel good when we break promises to ourselves, but it feels a whole lot better if we just pass the buck down the road a little bit instead of saying, I'm just not doing the work, right? There's a lack of accountability. There's a lack of ownership. There's a lack of honesty. I want to challenge you. Instead of focusing on your meal plan for the week or your workout schedule for today, instead of researching the best fats for fat loss or how much protein is too much, how about you identify your biggest excuses and work on no longer using them? Work on changing the way you think and talk to yourself so that these are not a crutch for you anymore. How about you begin to be on the lookout for when you think or when you say, oh, I'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow will be better. I can have this today because tomorrow I'll justify it by doing XYZ. I'll compensate by doing XYZ. Change your thoughts and your behaviors. Identify these ways you talk yourself into, you make yourself feel better about inconsistency and not keeping promises to yourself. Instead of focusing on your strategies, focus on the ways you are delaying taking action on them or deferring them or pushing them down the road and change that pattern of behavior. As it relates to this, I'll start tomorrow, I'll be better tomorrow, I'll make up for it tomorrow. Tell yourself, I am a today person. Yeah, I can make great choices tomorrow too, but that has nothing to do with what I can do today, what's right for me today, what'll make me feel my best today. What I decide to do tomorrow is not attached to what I do today. This is not a seesaw. Well, I don't do it today, but I'll do it tomorrow, so that makes it balance out. No, I am a today person. All the opportunities that exist for me tomorrow, those are for tomorrow. That's a chance to make even more progress tomorrow. I'm not going to pass up on now because tomorrow exists. Tomorrow will always exist, and that is part of the problem. I am a today person. Yeah, I can do great tomorrow too, and it has nothing to do with today. What I plan to do tomorrow has nothing to do with what I can do today, what I will do today. I will not justify indulgence. I will not justify excuses. I will not make myself feel better about breaking promises by deferring my goals to tomorrow. I will never again defer my goals. They exist right now, and I will not pass them off to some other day because I've done that. Because I know that it doesn't work. Because I know it's a pattern of behavior that doesn't serve me. Yeah, it might make me feel better in the moment because I can talk myself into what I want now and avoid what I want most, but it doesn't work. And I am no longer interested in doing what doesn't work. This is in my control. And this is a path to progress, these choices I make now, that I will not delay. See, when you pass the buck to tomorrow, you're not making a choice. You're making a very significant choice. And the choice is, I won't take advantage of now. There is an opportunity in front of me right now for progress, and I am saying no thank you. Not only do you miss the opportunity for progress in that moment, you reinforce a pattern of deferral. So what happens? The more often that you say, tomorrow I'll be better, tomorrow I'll do better, tomorrow I'm going to eat super clean, tomorrow's a fresh start. The more often you do that, right? It becomes your deeply ingrained pattern, and then it's easier to choose that and easier to choose that. And every single time you make that choice to say tomorrow, you make it easier to say it again. Today is my chance. I will not put off for later what I can do today, because today matters, and this is an opportunity, and this choice matters, and I'll start tomorrow doesn't work for me. I know that because I've done it. It's a lie I tell myself to justify choosing what I want now over choosing what I want most. And guys, I get that it's not easy to change this. I totally understand that it's easier to not do the work than it is to do the work. I get that it takes more energy to say, I'm doing it, than to say, I'll start tomorrow. But do you want easy or do you want results? Do you want to reinforce your habit of deferral and delay, or do you want to become a person of action? Do you want to make progress towards your goals? Or do you want to be on this mental merry-go-round, investing lots of mental and emotional energy without the reward of progress? I am a today person. I will not use tomorrow as a reason to not take advantage of today. When I notice thoughts of delay and deferral, I'll replace them with, what can I do now? Here is an opportunity in front of me, and I am a person of action. I take advantage of today. I don't put off what can be done today for tomorrow. What can I do now? I am a person of now. I am a person of today. I am a person of action, and I don't do what doesn't work, and deferral and delay do not work. When I put in the energy, mental or physical, I get results. And when I defer, when I delay, I'm thinking about it, but I'm not getting the reward of progress. I don't lie to myself, no matter how natural or how easy it is. And the truth is, the opportunities that exist for you tomorrow do not cancel out what you can do today. They're not even related. I was reading an article this morning before I started recording this podcast, and it opened up with a quote from Samuel Johnson, and it says, "Nothing will ever be attempted if all possible objections must first be overcome. Nothing will ever be attempted if all possible objections must first be overcome." So look, guys, if you're searching for an objection, a reason to be better tomorrow, to put something off till tomorrow, to double down tomorrow, to tell yourself it doesn't count, that today doesn't matter, that today is a pass. If you're looking for objections, you'll always find them. Tomorrow, later, it won't hurt. If you're looking for an excuse, there will always be one. But if you're looking for a solution, you'll find that too. And what you always have, the gift that is always available to you is right now. You can take action today, right now. You can make progress today, right now. You don't have to wait. This gift that is always available to you. You can do something now that is an improvement for you. You can take action now that moves you in the direction of your goals. Deferral and delay might be your past pattern of behavior, but it doesn't have to be your current pattern. And the only way it will be your current pattern, it's not your current pattern just because it's been your past. That's crazy. So many people think that what we always done is what we'll do. No, the only way it's your current pattern is if you choose it now. Decide, I am in training not to find the best diet, not to fixate on my meal plan, but to become hyper aware of the way I'm holding myself back, the excuses I am making, and I will tear them down one choice at a time. If I keep telling myself tomorrow, Monday, the first, the beginning of the year, after the holidays, no. Tomorrow exists, yes, and it has nothing to do with today. It is not your current pattern unless you choose it. You don't have to. I tell my clients all the time, your history is not your destiny. This moment, your choices now, what you do today, that's your reality. Your past is not your present, right? What you've always done is not real right now unless you choose it right now. And then it has nothing to do with your past. It has everything to do with now. You're in charge. Take advantage of this moment. This is why I created the e-course Breaking Barriers, because I understand. Look, when I was at my heaviest, nearly 350 pounds, I could have talked to you all day long about fat loss foods, about not eating when I was hungry, about moving my body more. But what was getting in my way were the excuses, the justifications, the lies, the self-sabotage, the self-limiting beliefs. And it wasn't until I identified those things and started tackling those things that it really didn't matter what the strategy was, because I was just taking action every day and I wasn't in my own way and I wasn't adding new barriers and obstacles every single day. So I created Breaking Barriers, and so much of this podcast is about figuring out the ways that we get in our way and getting out of our own way. Because your strategy doesn't matter, your motivation doesn't matter, your intentions don't matter, your plan or your protocol doesn't matter if you're pushing the buck off until tomorrow, if you are making excuses, if you're justifying delay. That's what's holding you back. All right, let's wrap up with what I ate yesterday. I am still on that kick with that rabbit sausage I mentioned the other day. It is so good. It's rabbit and pork and ginger. I had some leftovers, so I had that with eggs, and then I had some macadamia nuts, and then I had some coconut butter. And then dinner was broccoli soup and a small filet, like steak, not fish filet, like, you know, filet mignon. Broccoli soup I make is super easy. So what I do is I steam my broccoli, and then I just put it in the blender with bone broth and salt, and that's it. Sometimes I don't even use bone broth. I'll just puree the broccoli and add a little bit of like olive oil or avocado oil. But yesterday I just steamed the broccoli. I drained the broccoli. I put it in the blender with a little bit of bone broth, not a lot, maybe like a cup, because the broccoli obviously has a high water content, so you don't need to add a whole lot more liquid. And then I just added salt to it, and it was amazing. I like to add garlic, but since I'm sensitive to garlic, that wasn't in the question, or that wasn't in the cards for yesterday. But anyway, try that broccoli soup if you haven't already. I've also got some recipes of cauliflower soup up on my blog. If you go to primalpotential.com and you search cauliflower, cauliflower soup is one of my favorite warm, creamy, delicious comfort foods as the weather gets colder. So definitely check that out. I hope you guys have a great day. Remember, focus not on the plan, but on how you're talking yourself out of action and implementation. That is what's going to be the game changer. And if you need support with that, check out Breaking Barriers. Please, please, please. That is a game-changing, self-guided e-course. You can get all the information over on primalpotential.com. And I will also link to it in the show notes for this episode. Have a great day, guys. Remember, this is your show, and I'm so glad that you spend your time with me. So thank you. Have a great day. Are you ready to move beyond listening and learning and really change your life? Really live into your highest potential instead of just wishing for it and hoping something clicks? I want to do that with you. And that's why this fall, I'm hosting the first ever Primal Potential Women's Transformation Weekend, Ascend, in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, November 3rd through the 5th. It will be a small group, but you can get your ticket and learn all the details at primalpotential.com/ascend or by listening to episode 203 of the Primal Potential podcast. Here's what I know. Ascend will change your life, and I would love to have you join me. See you this fall.